Once, a man received an exorbitant bill for legal services. He considered the amount excessive, so he went right to the lawyer's office. As I understand it, the conversation went like this.
Is this really my bill?
Isn't this your name on the bill?
Yes.
Who handled it?
One of your secretaries, the tall one with blonde hair.
Yes, yes, Miss Thompson. She's very accurate. There's no doubt that the bill is correct.
But this bill is too much for the services I received from your office. I didn't even have the professional services of a real lawyer.
That doesn't have anything to do with it. Here, the charge is the same, whether I do the work personally or a secretary takes care of a routine matter such as yours.
But it's too much.
Sir, you take care of your business, and I'll take care of mine.
Obviously, you don't know who I am.
And who are you, sir?
Now I understand this exorbitant bill.
What do you mean?
Simply that I belong to the same profession as you do.
Oh, well, then there was an oversight. My secretary didn't make a note of that fact. I'm very sorry about the mistake.
Oh, that's all right. Oh, it could happen to anyone.
So you're a member of my profession, eh? Well, in that case, I'll give you a discount of 75%.
That's better. Now that the bill is for a reasonable sum, I'll pay it right away. Here's the money.
Thank you very much. I hope that you'll forgive this mistake.
Naturally.
After taking the money, the lawyer sees his client at the door with great respect and courtesy, and says,
But tell me, friend, where is your office?
Oh, I don't have an office.
But you just told me that you had the same profession as I do.
Yes, I did. I'm a thief, too.